This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte is expected to resign on Tuesday. He informed his cabinet of his plans on Monday, according to Cabinet Office. Conte hopes President Sergio Mattarella will give him a mandate to form a new government with broader backing in Parliament. That's according to political sources. Conte lost his absolute majority in the upper house of Italy's legislative body last week when a junior partner, the Italia Viva party, quit the ruling coalition over the government's handling of the economic recession and the coronavirus crisis. Chinese authorities said Monday that rescue workers have recovered the bodies of nine miners following a mine accident in eastern Shandong province earlier this month. The recovery comes a day after 11 men were rescued from the mine where an explosion struck on January 10th. A group of 22 miners were trapped hundreds of meters underground by the explosion. One miner remains missing. At a news briefing on Monday, the mayor of Yantai City told reporters that rescue workers discovered the nine bodies while searching the mine. Chinese authorities have detained several managers of the mine for allegedly waiting more than 24 hours to report the blast. World leaders gathered virtually on Monday for the Climate Adaption Summit. It's an online meeting hosted by the Netherlands with hopes of developing practical solutions and funding for dealing with climate change between now and 2030. The online program includes leaders from China, Germany, France, Britain, and elsewhere. Former Secretary of State John Kerry is representing the United States. He's been appointed by President Joe Biden to be the special envoy for climate issues. You can find more about that on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.